Executive Director of the Narcotics Control Board, Yawa Kresi Sapon, has expressed worry about the increasing monetization of the country's body politic. The situation, he said, if not checked, could derail the country's democratic system. Mr. Sapon was speaking at an ongoing seminar for heads of drug law enforcement agencies, challenged journalists to ask politicians the source of their funding for their campaigns. He said a quest for power could push politicians to fall on drug barons for funding.
It is a disturbing trend. And for us in NACO, as much as this is captured in cocaine and counter power, you need to read also Arthur Kennedy's book. These are things that we need. Look, let's not take it for light. Nobody play a game for any political party, be in the press or law enforcement. They depend on you and me. They depend on the press to carry on their propaganda. They depend on law enforcement to maintain their power. And we are critical to the survival of democracy in this country. Those who know they are corrupt, those who know they have bad connections, let them answer their own cry. But you and me should be disturbed about the quantum of money that goes on in politics in this country. Don't tell me that you're not disturbed about it. It's important. Where is the money coming from? Where is the money coming from? You don't just report. Ask the critical question. That's the point I'm making. Because when they start cutting off people's heads, it is no more a corporate alone that will be cut off. But they will cow you into submission. You cannot talk because you fear you'll die. And the earlier you spoke the truth, the better.
The Executive Director of the Narcotics Control Board, Yao Akresi Sapon, a participant, Premananda Apadu, shared with Radio Ghana's Yaya Kwamua some of the strategies that the government of Mauritius has adopted to combat illicit drug trade.